This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And once again, it's another shooting. And this time at a Walmart in Texas, a mass shooting that's the media here is saying is one of the worst in U.S. history. Apparently at least 19 people are counted as dead, at least 40 injured as a gunman opened fire, according to NBCNews.com, in a Walmart and around nearby shopping mall in El Paso, Texas. One suspect is in custody. His name is Patrick Cruzius. He is 21 years old from the Dallas area. I read that he was more specifically from Plano, Texas. And it's strange timing. We were just talking about some of the good news about Walmart maybe getting into the digital currency business last night, and now Walmart's in the news again in a much more unpleasant manner. With you here in the studio, it's Ian
and Mark.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, these things happen.
This is
so...
the second mass shooting this week.
What was the other one?
The one in, was it Gilroy, California?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, there was...
I don't pay close attention to
that.
At
a festival.
Like a music festival or something like that?
I believe it was a garlic festival.
Oh, wow. Okay. Jeez. Now, do we know anything about that shooter? Was it another young male? Because this one apparently has a manifesto. I don't know what the garlic shooter...
I don't have a manifesto on it. I wasn't prepared for the questions you're asking, so...
No, I was just curious if you heard, was there a manifesto in the garlic? I know nothing about it, so...
I don't pay attention to what these people write. I figure if you're crazy and stupid enough to walk into some place, I don't want to read what the hell you wrote.
I actually
do
want to.
All I want to see for these people is a bullet in the face. That's it.
Well, he's in custody, apparently, so that's not going to be...
As far as I'm concerned, that's a waste of taxpayers' money.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Look... To me, what these people actually write is one of the more interesting aspects of this, because everything else is just so similar. Yeah. I mean, every time one of these things happen, we've been on the air with Free Talk Live since 2002. So, you know, we've been through a lot of these shootings on the radio. Obviously, we have not actually been through a shooting, thank goodness.
No, thank goodness.
But, you know, we've covered many of these, and it's like, okay... Trot out the gun control people. They're going to say their gun control lines. And somebody posted one of these Democratic candidates. There's a link here in our Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm where she says...
Marianne Williamson wants to not just take the guns, but she acknowledges taking the guns will leave millions of guns in the streets. Hundreds of millions, mind you. And... Then we have to go after the bullets.
That's right. She says, quote, we must outlaw all assault-style weapons for civilian use. Even then, there will still be millions of them on the street. We need to outlaw the manufacture and sale of the bullets that they carry. And so, you know, trot out the gun controllers. Trot out the conservatives, you know.
Well,
to
in the case of Marianne Williamson, I mean, at the very least, we know she's going to summon a love storm to sweep up the guns. I mean, she's not going to send... men with guns to go get the guns. Because the government has the ability to strip guns from a large portion of the population.
Mm-hmm.
They can
they
take
have.
Them away from
Felons?
The cops and the military.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If they wanted to.
You're saying they could strip guns from their own agents. I got you. Because I was going to say they've already stripped the right to bear arms from felons.
The largest purchaser of guns in America is America.
You mean the government?
The government,
right.
Yes. The United
it's not
States
the same thing. America's not
whatever.
A government.
I don't care about the semantics of it all. It's the same to most people.
Well, we need to be clear. I'm sorry you don't care, but I'm going to be clear about it. The United States federal government is not the same thing as America. America is a continent.
Fine. The
More than one continent, actually.
Well, it's a couple of them.
Yeah.
But they have names in front of them. So
That's
North
right.
America isn't the same thing as America.
Correct.
So America is the United States. The way people look at it.
That's not correct.
All right, fine.
People can look at it how they want, but they need to be corrected. So anyway, going on. So trot out your gun controllers and have them say the typical gun control things, like this Marianne Williamson character. And then trot out the, you know, the up-in-arms conservatives to say gun anti-gun control things and right. point out how bad of an idea gun control is. And, you know, we've certainly, we're not conservatives on Free Talk Live. We're liberty-minded folks. We're libertarians and voluntarists and people that care about freedom. And so, of course, we care about the right to bear arms. And we've pointed out all the typical points, the talking points about these things where most of the time, these mass shootings happen in gun-free zones. And you'd asked me off the air, Mark, was this a gun-free zone? And I'm going to tell you that unless there was something with the mall that this Walmart was located nearby, Walmarts, from my understanding, are gun-friendly places, typically.
It'd be difficult to be a gun-free zone and sell guns, which
Correct.
Walmart does.
Correct. There's never, you know, I don't live in Texas, but I know that Texas tends to be a little more right-leaning than maybe some states. And
they've gotten better on gun freedom in the last decade or so. They weren't always the greatest, as much to the chagrin of Texans when you talk to them about it.
I've never seen a no-gun sign walking into any Walmart anywhere that I can recall. So this was not a gun-free zone. And unfortunately, if there were some gun-toting people in that store, they were unable to do anything about this shooter.
Well, I think one thing that sort of never gets mentioned in these circumstances is that if you want to stop bullets, guns aren't great ways to do that. We have things that are designed for that, and that's called a bulletproof vest.
Sure.
And
but nobody wants to walk around with a bulletproof vest on every
day. They've got some nice ones out there that look like jackets. I mean, it's summertime in Texas.
Yeah, they don't feel,
I can't imagine.
You know, they're heavy.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody in Texas in summertime wants to wear a coat or jacket or whatever.
I mean, but I suspect most people in cities like Chicago and Baltimore aren't walking around with bulletproof jackets on. Though there may be some. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I think that it hasn't, there's no permeation. It's, for one thing, is that when somebody talks about stopping a shooter, they talk about shooting the shooter. They don't talk about wearing something that's bulletproof.
Well, but that
and,
only...
But the point that I'm trying to make on this is the government is constantly trying to limit people's rights to have bulletproof vests.
Sure. Yeah, there's not a lot of news about that, but I believe you.
No, it's the truth.
Is it the federal government or state government?
Both. Mm-hmm. You know, what they don't want is for a shooter to acquire a bulletproof vest.
Ah, okay.
And then be able to stop the rounds of, you know, bullets.
Right.
Striking
I mean, a bulletproof vest is going to stop rounds that are aimed at your chest, but it won't stop them if they're aimed somewhere else.
No.
So, you know, a psychopath that's going on a shooting rampage needs to have violence that is countered against him. There needs to be counter-violence. So bulletproof vest isn't necessarily going to do the job.
Well,
that's just going to maybe make it so you survive the shooting, but it also it will not contribute to whether other people survive the shooting or not. It will not contribute to whether or not that person walks out of that Walmart.
Sure.
And in this case, apparently he did.
Cops wear bulletproof vests.
Correct. But again, Mark, I don't think that many people want to wear bulletproof vests. Cops wear bulletproof vests because they have a higher likelihood of being shot. The average person walking through a Walmart probably isn't thinking about wearing a bulletproof vest. And I don't think that even after this shooting, they're likely going to consider it. Bulletproof vests are expensive as well.
Right. Your likelihood of having been being in a mass shooting is extraordinarily low. Your likelihood of being hot while wearing a bulletproof vest is as high as wearing the bulletproof vest. So if you put it on, you're hot.
Right. I think, I remember we've had bulletproof vest sponsors in the past, Mark, and so we have acquired things like this in the past. And I remember looking at the prices, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one less than a few $100. That might be a used one.
Sure. Yeah. I would agree with that. Yeah. It's not cheap to have actual protection.
No doubt.
Right.
So, toll-free number, if you want to join us here, you're welcome to. Our number's 855-450-FREE, but it's just like every time this happens, okay, let's see, you know, what are the statistics on this shooting to get the both sides saying the things that they always say.
The gun
controllers want to do gun control, and the people who are against it have really good reasons to being against it, and I'm with them. I'm in favor of your right to bear whatever kind of arms that you want to. And it's unfortunate that more of those arms bearers weren't present in this particular Walmart.
But the government grows,
and this afternoon.
They're going to strip guns away.
I mean, oh, you think so?
Absolutely. If you keep on having shootings of this frequency, sure.
So apparently this guy is a Trump supporter. the person, or at least according to this manifesto.
Well, he's not being very helpful.
Which is allegedly his manifesto. Now, some are saying it may not have been written by him, but let's do a little bit more of this. I've got it pulled up here, and it is mercifully short for a manifesto. More coming up here. Free Talk Live on Saturday.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you locked into a crappy schedule where you're forced to report to work or even to a relationship where you're not allowed to do the things you want to do? That sucks. Wouldn't you prefer to live a more free life? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Thanks to Penis Jim in our chat room on discord.lrn.fm. He has shared the alleged.
Why, Internet? Why?
He has shared the alleged manifesto from this shooter that apparently has slaughtered over at least 19 people. and injured another 40 more in a Walmart in Texas earlier today. We have the, like I said, mercifully short manifesto. The one from the shooter in New Zealand was very lengthy. This one is 4 pages long. It does reference the New Zealand shooter, and also he appears to be the shooter, does appear to be quite a racist individual. He is not a fan of Mexican immigrants. We can get into the ugly details of that coming up here. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We have also the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently as far as pricing goes, and it's historically known to be one of the most secure investments in the world. McIlvaney ICA has a free report that you can download if you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals. The report is the 6 advantages of adding precious metals to an IRA and how you can double your ounces. Get it online at icagoldsilver.com. McIlvaney ICA is also offering a free portfolio review. You just call them up and talk to them about how much gold you think you should have in your portfolio, what's right for you. They're America's foremost precious metals advisors and have been since 1972. ICA pioneered and practices leading strategies for compounding ounces. They've been helping people take delivery of precious metals with both domestic and international fine storage options for decades. They also have helped thousands of investors with precious metals IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com. 800-525-9556, icagoldsilver.com.
So we're going to get into more about this El Paso, Texas shooter shooting in a Walmart and around a nearby shopping mall earlier today, apparently. The alleged shooter, Patrick Crugius, age 21, from the Dallas area, is apparently in police custody. In his manifesto, he says he does not intend to be taken into custody and that he will continue to fight all the way until whatever bitter end there was.
I think we know how the bitter end goes every single time.
What do you mean?
When does the shooter get away? When does the person walk into the public area, shoot the place up, and live or not go to prison?
He's alive right now. Oh, well, he's probably going to prison, but he is alive.
He is alive, going to prison. There are 2 bitter ends for him, and in Texas, it likely could still be the same bitter end.
We go to your calls, your thoughts, and we'll start first here with Clint in Kentucky, listening to WKCT. Hello, Clint.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Clint, you're on the air.
I was just going to say, I mean, when these things happen, they're awful. There's never anything good that can be said about them, and I know the gun control debate is going to come back up, as it always does.
Yeah.
I just don't see how they think taking away firearms, whatever you want to call them, they are tools of protection for legal abiding citizens who obey the rules every day. And I just think no matter what, evil's going to find a way. So don't harm the people that shouldn't be penalized in the first place. I mean,
I don't disagree with you, but I think that evil does find a way, and that evil will find a way to disarm Americans. At this point, you have the United States has far and away more freedom to own weapons than any other country from a legal standpoint. I mean, there may be places where everybody has guns, but it's illegal for them to have guns. I don't know. I haven't been there. I haven't hung out in I don't know, the compound of the FARC or whatever. But I can say that the United States far and away has more freedom than any other country to own guns. And you're going to see those freedoms be stripped by people, well-meaning people, who are going to use these circumstances every single time. And getting 2 in 1 week, that's going to make it's going to be exhausting for those that wish to vigilantly protect that freedom.
Well, that's true. I mean, I wish the powers that be would actually come together instead of just saying, we deserve guns, and other side saying, no, you don't. Let's all sit down and figure out a real solution, besides just well, let's take it away. So they go back to using explosives or something. You know, it's just,
right.
You're not going to find hurting all the law-abiding citizens. I think
yeah, where there is the will to destroy, anybody who wants to put the time and effort into it is going to be able to destroy much easier than someone who wants to build or create. As far as people sitting down and hashing this out, that's just pure fantasy. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong for wanting that to happen, but these sides are so divided on this issue. The best thing that we could possibly see happen here, if you want to see some sort of change, is to end the federal government entirely and allow each state government to make its own decisions about how restrictive or how permissive they would like to be on the issue of self-defense and the ownership of weapons. Because having the federal government try to make it so everybody can be happy about this is never going to happen. We need to have, 50 different sort of laboratories, if you will.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think the people in Boston are ever going to agree with the people in Santa Fe on, how
or
this
in
is
New Hampshire.
Go.
I mean, the people in Boston and Massachusetts
point.
Are totally different. Hey, thanks, Clint, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you.
Yep, the toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, despite having a constitution that says regarding the ownership of weapons, shall not be infringed.
Mm-hmm.
It has infringed over and over and over again.
Right.
Its Supreme Court basically says it's our job to infringe, even though the Bill of Rights says this. The United States was founded by people who were unwilling to accept the Constitution without the Bill of Rights. They said, no thank you to this document. They had the Articles of Confederation at that point, and the answer was no, we will not accept it. The Bill of Rights was trotted in, the second of which says shall not be infringed regarding the ownership of firearms, and then okay, it gets voted on and that sort of thing. Granted, they had to threaten to blockade Rhode Island to get it done, but nonetheless, that's how they got it done, by putting in these rights. And then this court of nine that claims to rule us, it's really five, because only five of them have to agree at any given time.
Right.
These five people that claim to rule us have steadily walked back, not steadily, in fits and starts, walked back our gun freedoms. So expect more of it, ladies and gentlemen.
And your other freedoms.
Right. When you put your hand over your heart and pledge to the flag, remember, this is part of that whole thing.
All right, so we got more on the way here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. There's an open line for you if you dial in now at 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you're having trouble getting in on the phone lines, join us on our Discord server. Those are the Discord lines are wide open right now, and you'll sound way better. I'm more likely to take a call that's on Discord because it sounds better. Go to discord.lrn.fm. But we'll get all of you on here. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up whatever you want as well. This is Free Talk Live. More about the shooting coming up.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another mass shooting, this time in El Paso, Texas, where officials say several people were killed when gunfire broke out in a shopping complex. Police Sergeant Robert Gomez.
There were reports of gunfire in several locations, mainly at Walmart and the Sela Vista Mall.
The suspect is reported in custody in what police call gang-related terrorism. There may be a second suspect. Police are still investigating. State Representative Cesar Blanco.
It no longer is an active shooting situation. It is a homicide scene. situation, according to the El Paso Police Department. But really a tragedy for one of the safest cities in the world that this is happening here at home.
It was only a week ago that a gunman opened fire at the Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. Toll-free number for you to join us. It's 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Head over to local.bitcoin.com and you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods, including some that are a little higher risk like PayPal or Venmo. Also, lower risk ones like bank deposits or remittances or even meeting up in person with cash. You can do it in a bunch of different ways over at local.bitcoin.com. And most importantly, there's no ID requirements in order to sign up for the site. Just go to local.bitcoin.com and get started there. It's finally a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Plus, all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So go to local.bitcoin.com. As we continue, Ian and Mark here in the studio live on Saturday talking about this latest shooting. And Mark, you said there was apparently another one earlier this week at a garlic festival.
In California, yeah.
This one's in Texas, where purportedly they have a right to bear arms. And it was not at a gun-free zone this time. It was at a Walmart and around apparently a nearby shopping mall. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Let's go to Tom. He's calling from Thomasville, listening to WVFT-FM in Tallahassee. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, sir. Love your program, and you've given everyone the right to have their say. But I agree with the previous caller that they're going to come down hard on law-abiding citizens like they always do.
Yep.
But I lived in Arizona for a small period of time. And I branched and I done business with a bank because they had branches at a large chain supermarket, and it felt pretty good standing in line with people having firearms and women also strapped on their hips.
Just to be clear, you're standing in line at a bank with people who have guns on their hips.
Yes, sir.
I got to say, I love that. I've done that here in New Hampshire as well, where I have actually been the person walking into a bank with an openly carried gun. And here, you know, they're going to look at you, but it's legal, and as long as the bank doesn't have a policy against it, it's fine to be in there with it.
Yes. Like I say, that's one reason I banked with that particular bank.
Yeah.
Because they had branches that were easy to access at the supermarkets.
Yep.
And but it felt pretty good standing in line.
Yeah. To know that people are there who can help out if necessary. Thank you, Tom, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I've only ever been told in this area, at least. I mean, there aren't a whole lot of banks around here, but I've only been told by one bank that firearms are not welcome. That was Citizens Bank.
Well, there you go. I don't think that one can mention it enough that concealed carry permit holders are the safest group of people from a statistical standpoint, mm-hmm. as far as gun crime goes.
More so than the police themselves.
More so, like by a factor,
mm-hmm.
Than the police themselves. And that, you know, the idea of going and making it more difficult for concealed carry permit holders to be concealed carry permit holders, well, I think it flies in the face of what we can see as evidence out there. But there was a, CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, report back in the 90s that showed that handguns are used more than a million times per year to prevent crime.
Yes, that's right.
And we almost never hear a story about that. So, of course, you're going to hear the story about the mass shooting that occurred.
Right.
You're not going to hear the story of the robbery that didn't occur because somebody flashed a firearm.
Yeah, that's not going to make the news at 11.
But a million times is worth noting.
Sure.
More than a million times.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk to Sarah, listening in Oregon. Sarah, what town are you in Oregon there?
It's Klamath Falls.
Welcome.
We're
you're
kind
on Free
of
Talk
in the valley.
Line.
Yeah, I know this may seem kind of far out, but, you know, we may have to involve the mental health and have neighborhood watches, you know, where some person is in contact with some, I hope we have people that are, you know, really interested in solving the problem and checking on our neighbors. I think we failed somewhere. Christians, you know, these people, they desperately need some help. But if you don't even know and you can't recognize it, but I just wanted to say, I just think, and also it may be that you can't go out unless you have someone who has a gun with you. You may get the point. I just wanted to mention those two things. I just wish we could solve it. I just hate it. It's an evil thing.
It sure is. And mental health is clearly playing some kind of role. I'm certainly no expert in it.
I don't know about that. I mean, obviously you have to be crazy to want to shoot somebody.
Right.
There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
But I've got this guy's manifesto here, and what's going into this is hatred for other people. That's where this is coming from. And that is, of course, going to lead somebody to some very unhealthy mental states. But this person has been reading, you know, having skimmed through this, I haven't read through the full four pages, but this person has been inculcating themselves with white nationalist, hate-filled propaganda. And he has turned his hatred towards Hispanics very specifically. But this hatred has manifested in violence, and there's no reason for it. A lot of it's full of, you know, a lot of this information about immigrants are just straight up lies. It's misinformation. It's fear based, and it's utilized by the people in power to help divide us. The people in power, the people in the government, the government goons, they want you to hate each other. They want Group A to hate Group B to hate Group C, because as long as you're fighting with each other, you'll never really realize that the problem is over there. And over there, I mean, in D.C. or your local state capital. Sarah, thanks for calling to share your thoughts.
Oh,
maybe
the leader and they could do something. The leader could find out in the neighborhood. Watch.
Which leader?
Are you still there?
Yeah, we're right here.
The leaders that you choose in your neighborhood watch. The one they might be able... I just they could maybe determine this. But, you know, we do have a lot more people in our country now that...
You mean the neighborhood watch might be able to ferret out a troubled young person that's in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, or all the people involved. I don't know how else you're going to solve this. I can't... I know we're not connected like we used to be, you know, caring for others, Christian nation.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I think people are pretty good about caring for others still.
There have been a lot of mass shootings throughout U.S. history, too. But I don't think that it's a bad idea. We have new great communication tools, and we should employ them.
Thanks, Sarah, for your call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And as I said, I do have his what is alleged to be his four-page manifesto, and we can share some of that with you coming up. But first, let's talk to Larry. He's in Indianapolis. Hello, Larry. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Mark and Ann?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, you talk about the young teenagers and stuff shooting up schools and shooting up shopping centers.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're going to do. Remember, we have these schools now that are nothing but junkie factories, even preschoolers. They get them into a room. And they have somebody in there with a laptop watch monitoring their behavior, seeing what kind of dope they can sell. So if we bring it on ourselves. But anyway, on a lighter note.
So wait a minute. Just to clarify here, you are targeting the blame against the various medications that are being prescribed to young people. That is definitely something, and I'll ask you to hang on, Larry. We'll bring you back for because I know you're calling about something else. But you know, there's definitely another talking point that tends to get trotted out when these shootings happen is somebody always asks the question, was the shooter on, you know,
right.
some kind of psychotropic, mind-melding.
Serotonin uptake inhibitors or whatever the hell.
Yeah. And a lot of them have been.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, almost to a T.
But a lot of crazy people are put on those, too. So that makes
sure.
it difficult.
Yeah, that's true. We got more on the way here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's got his, what I would say, well-organized manifesto, one of the most succinct that we've seen over the years, and we've seen a few of these things. There's more coming up. We'll share it with you. It's crazy and wrong, but at least it's an easy read. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us here if you want to talk about whatever's on your mind, although we are focusing tonight so far on this mass shooting, the latest one, this one taking place in Texas in an unusual location rather than inside a gun-free zone like a school, for instance, where they tend to happen. This one happened in a Texas Walmart and in the surrounding, I guess, parking lot of a mall, apparently, with at least 19 people now dead and 40 allegedly injured in this shooting. The lunatic in this case has been captured.
One wonders how you get into a Walmart with an AK-47 in your hand.
From the video footage, I mean, I haven't seen the video, but I did see a still frame. It did show him by the front door with the gun in his hand. Mm. So it looks like he just walked in. Mark, yeah. What did you expect him to do?
I would expect somebody to shoot you in the parking lot, honestly, but...
Well, if there was somebody with a gun inside this Walmart besides the shooter, we haven't heard anything about that person yet. No. Because allegedly the police were the ones that took him into custody.
And it's important to point out that you're outgunned. If you have, your Glock, mini Glock mm-hmm. that you're carrying as a concealed.
You may be outgunned. However, as long as the person doesn't have the drop on you, you may have an opportunity, okay?
You may.
Because you know where the guy is. He's shooting.
Yep.
He doesn't necessarily know where you are if he hasn't seen you yet.
Right.
So as long as you don't
he's
come...
He's deaf, too.
Oh, you better believe it, right? Yeah.
If he's shooting an AK-47 indoors, he's right there where that explosion goes off every single time. He's either wearing ear protection and can't hear.
Right.
Or he's not wearing ear protection and can't hear.
Yeah. Let's go to your calls. Your thoughts are welcome. And I do have his manifesto pulled up here, so we'll get into some of that. But first, let's go back to Larry in Indianapolis. Larry, you'd called. I don't know if you were calling to talk specifically about this,
no,
but you did
not
have some
about
comments.
That, but
go ahead.
Sick, man, But I watched Elijah Cummings and Al Sharpton last week when Trump was exposing them. I hope he exposes them good. And Al Sharpton really needs to shut his mouth and get on back somewhere. You know what they got of him now? they're laughing about the balloon they got of Trump, right?
Uh-huh.
You know about that, don't you?
The big baby
now
balloon.
They got a Al Sharpton balloon, naked, showing all his sagging skin and everything. You know he used to weigh almost 400 pounds, right?
He used to be a large man.
All that weight. But somebody have made a balloon, one of them blunt balloons of him, showing everything on him.
So wait, there's an Al Sharpton blimp style? How big is this thing? Have you seen this thing, Mark? Do you know
I'm
going to
see it in a second.
It's on there. You'll get it. It's a Trump balloon. It's a Sharpton balloon of him. And it's, you know how he looks crazy looking? It shows him with all that fat and skin and stuff.
Oh, that sounds awful.
And all shriveled up and everything. It's so funny.
I'm glad I haven't eaten yet. Thanks, Larry. I appreciate the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
I definitely found the Trump balloon.
Yeah.
Several versions of the Trump balloon.
Did you know the Sharpton balloon?
I have not seen it, no.
All right. Well, maybe somebody will put it in our chat room over at discord.lrn.fm. We'll continue with Dennis in South Carolina, listening to WRNN.
Hold on a second.
Yes, it's time, Dennis. Time for being on the radio.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm a proud carrier of a concealed weapon permit in South Carolina. And a lot of the states, it's almost impossible to get one. And you know, our Constitution says we ought to be able to just carry fair arms and carry them in plain sight.
Sure.
But it's less than 1% of the population, less than 1% that have concealed weapons permits. So these people know when they go in a place that chances are that they're not going to run across somebody with a gun.
Now, is that a nationwide statistic, the 1%?
Yeah, if you look it up, it's well less than 1%.
Huh.
In some states, it's impossible, almost impossible. New York and Jersey, you can't even get a concealed weapon permit.
And both of those are large population states. They're in the top 10.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a state law, so, like, I can't take my gun. There's about 12 states where I can't take my gun and I can't carry my gun concealed because they don't have a reciprocal agreement. But, you know, our Constitution says we ought to be able to carry it in plain sight.
Absolutely. One of those, by the way, those two states, Massachusetts and New York, are on that list. And it's really difficult to get to New Hampshire without traveling through one of those two states, if not both of them.
Yeah,
well,
exactly
the good news is, before you go on, Dennis, I do want to say this. I just did a quick search here, and I found a story from the Daily Signal at dailysignal.com listing the states with the most concealed carry permits. Now, they're not showing per capita. They're just showing raw numbers, so that's not quite what I was looking for, but it's something. Florida allegedly has 1.8 million, and they only have 21. And they have 21 million people in population there, so that's much lower, much more than that's almost 10% in Florida.
Right.
I suspect New Hampshire is going to be about on that level, but it doesn't make into the top 10 because we only have 1.4 million population. So 10% of New Hampshire would be 140,000.
But you would think Texas would be pretty high on that.
I was kind of quoting overall in the United States.
But I think it's important to make sure it's clear. You don't want to factor in states like California and New York into those percentages because it's not it doesn't give a true picture of what it's like in the different states. So I think it's important to get that out there.
Exactly. But
Dennis,
the thing that irritates me is, like you pointed out so clearly, is you and Ian, Mark and Ian, both of you pointed out that we should be able just to have it open carry like you did when you went to those banks.
Yeah, now do you have that in South Carolina? Is open carry legal?
No. No.
Too bad.
Open carry is not legal. You got to have it concealed.
I feel much better when I see somebody with a pistol on their hip. I have never seen anybody walking around with a long gun, like, slung over their shoulders.
Except at, like, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And, yeah, I've seen that there. And I would think that, like, for instance, if you're wandering into a Walmart with a long gun, like, that would be a strange thing. You know, I wouldn't necessarily... I guess at some point or another, I'm like, well, that seems impractical. The idea of just, strapping on a long gun and walking into Walmart.
Also, if you were that guy that had a long gun hanging on your shoulder and you looked around and you saw these open carries around you, I don't think you'd be opening up on anybody.
I
think it'd be a safer country if everybody open carried. And one of the things that I find so odd is that there's, like, handguns equalize so much violence in the world. The people who are most at danger of this violence, or at least feel the most danger of the violence, you know, little women, for some reason don't avail themselves of this very empowering item. It seems to be, by and large, men that carry handguns, and I'll never understand.
I guarantee if 40% even, 30% of the women got concealed weapons permit, people knew it, there'd be a lot less assault.
Are there statistics about that, though, Mark, or are you just going based on your observation? Like, have you actually looked at the statistics of, you know, what's the breakdown of male versus female?
No, but it's a much smaller percentage than it is men. I've in my class that I went to, there was 15 people in there, and there's two women.
Okay. Fair enough. Dennis, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. By the way, Mark, I did pull up the lengthy study here that they pulled some of these statistics from of how many people per state have concealed permits. Data from New Hampshire was not available.
They don't write it down. That's how I think is best, but, you know, from the standpoint of doing our job, it makes it harder, but from the standpoint of gun freedom, I would prefer to see that. I'd prefer the state simply not collect data on the ownership of that particular tool.
Well, I mean, they definitely have permit data. Why it's not available, I'm not sure. And the other thing to remember is that even though, well, New Hampshire is now a what they call constitutional carry state. It had been in the past, and it had lost that status for some amount of time, and they got it back in 2017. So now you don't even need a concealed carry permit to conceal carry in New Hampshire. So open carry was legal throughout. So even when the concealed carry permit was required for concealed carry, you could still open carry without a permit. And now you don't even need a permit to conceal carry. If you want the permit, it's available. It's, you know, shall issue, as they call it, and it's like a $10 fee for however many years you get. And it's reciprocal with some states, but not certainly not all of them. We got more coming up here. If you want to join us, whether it's gun control, gun rights, your right to bear arms, your right to defend yourself with whatever arms, with whatever, you know, device, you're welcome to join us. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Plus, I do have the 4-page-long manifesto that we can share some to get some sort of a clue what this lunatic, the shooter, was thinking down there in Texas. And it is steeped in hatred for immigrants. I will tell you that. There's more coming up here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.